Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Welcome to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. I'm Alon. I've got Nate here in the studio with me.
Howdy.
And as always, we have Julie on the line as well. As soon as we... There she is. Julie, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're great. Now, a lot of changes have been made lately, and I was just listening to what was on KFNX earlier, and I've decided on a format change. I think we're going to talk about mortgages for the next hour. Is that all right?
That sounds great.
Nate, Julie, mortgages? That's okay with you?
Can you tell me anything about interest-only loans?
That would really set my life on fire. I'd be very happy to do that. So if anybody wants to call and talk about their home mortgage, the number is 602-277-KFNX if you're local to Phoenix. Otherwise, you can call toll-free anywhere in the country or maybe even Canada, 866-536-1100. And reminder, we're talking about mortgages.
That's right. Actually, I'm selling some sea salt.
Yeah.
Apparently, it can cure everything.
Yeah, cancer. We'll talk about that, and then maybe we'll fill in the little spots with video
games.
If
we have some gaps, we can talk about games or something like that.
That's what we like to do here, when we're not busy making money on all the poor people who need to rent my house.
That's right.
All right. So how are you doing, Julie?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Apparently I'm great, being very sarcastic this evening.
Well, just because you don't get to talk about mortgages, that's why you're pissed.
Well, I won't even go into it, because then I'll just get fired.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about
it. I like my mortgage. I'm happy with it, and I pay it every month. I don't need another one. So anyway, what did you do this week? You went and did something with Electric Playground, right?
Yes, I was in Canada this week. We're starting our 15th season. Can you believe that I've been with Electric Playground 5 years? It's insane.
What I can't believe is how there's 15 seasons in 5 years. I don't understand the math.
How does that work?
15 seasons, and I came in on season 9, so I guess I've been with them for 6 seasons. 5 years, 6 seasons, I don't know how that works, but anyway. So I've been with them forever. Anyway, we went up, and I have been doing a lot of in-studio stuff, so we were recording, and I don't know, I just went and got some sushi in Canada, hung out with Vic, and...
Ooh, sushi in Canada, that's got to taste great.
Yeah, it was amazing. I got World of Warcraft, which made me excited, because I'm getting my new PC this week, and so I'm sitting here, like, with my copy of World of Warcraft, ready to play.
Oh my god, that hurts. Now, didn't you tell me you don't have an Xbox Live account, because you don't have time to go online and play?
Yeah, I don't have it right now, but I actually am going to start up. I'm trying to decide what my new gamer's tag should be because I, you know, my old one, I don't even remember. It was something really lame, like, you know, Julie S13 or something gay. But, like, I'm trying to think, what should my new gamer tag be?
Well, mine is Chatterbox Alon.
Mine will be Chatterbox Nate.
Now,
if you want to follow a trend.
Now, what should Julie's be? Perhaps Chatterbox Julie.
I wonder, though, if I should be Chatterbox Electric Playground Hardcore Magazine Julie. Maybe that would make sense.
EPC box, maybe? You know, whatever you want, as long as Chatterbox is prominently mentioned.
That's right.
What I think should happen is we should set up, like, we should set up a day when we have Halo tournaments or something, because I'm going to set up my account probably this week.
Well, so, the Chatterboxers have been created as the Chatterbox clan.
Yeah, our
Halo 2
lovely
clan.
People on the forums have decided to make a clan for
us. The people
really?
On the forums, they're very supportive of this program, and I want to talk to them about that as well before
as soon as their forums come back up.
Yeah. They started up the Chatterboxer clan, or Chatterboxers, plural. I haven't actually gone online to even sign up for it yet, but I only found out about it like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah, so, I don't have an account yet, so I really can't do that.
That's us. And so if you ever go online with some Halo 2 and you want to get in on that, go for it.
Cool.
We'll be ready. And anybody who's listening as well.
Very cool.
Well,
and anybody who's listening that has an idea for a good gamer tag for me, I mean, Chatterbox Julie, that's nice, but I want to be kind of original. So
I know you know, you do.
Put that on the forums. I'm going to go on the forums and see what the suggestions are. And
the original Julie?
Yes.
That sounds original.
I don't know.
The original Julie 90210. Yeah, you know what, though? You're not going to get on the forums today. Because apparently they're done busted.
That's right.
We went on there today to talk to the people about an idea that we'll also mention in a minute. And something's totally broken. So if anybody's visiting our website, if you don't log in with a name, you'll be fine. And you can read the forums. Obviously, you won't be able to post. If you want to sign up with a new name, like temporary, throw temp in the beginning of it or something, then you can continue talking to the forums, and we'll try to get that fixed. I don't know what the hell the problem is.
Yeah, something with our database we need to do. Yeah, I'm not sure. You were looking at it.
We got to do that Linux thing where we reload the databases and
brain lasers.
Recharge the
fix
brain
those.
Lasers.
Yeah. Patch our kernel.
So here's what we were talking about on the forums, though. I threw out an idea last night. This whole Katrina thing has got everyone in the world down a little bit. And I thought to myself, well, look at that. I haven't donated a penny to anybody, I think, in my entire life. And I wanted to do something because...
You're a bad person.
I am a bad person. Well, I'm also a poor person. So I can't feel too bad about not donating money. I do what I can with my time and my efforts. So here was my thought. At the time, I didn't understand that there were like refugees all over the place. I figured they were sort of centrally located in the Houston, Alabama areas. A couple different spots closer to New Orleans. Apparently, they're all over the place, including right here in Phoenix. So the plan was, and this is what I presented on the forums, that we get some people together from UAT, some student volunteers, and myself and Nate included.
Yeah, we just kind of go out where they are, set up some games.
Take all of our games, take all the games of anyone we can find at UAT, and that would be abundant. Lots of game geeks over there. And then call up radio stations and whoever along the path down, you know, I-10 all the way to Houston, and try to get them to announce and collect donations of games and, you know, old TVs and stuff. So that we could set up a big gaming arcade thing for families and kids and stuff in areas that are heavy with refugee survivors, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I find out, after I called some people with Red Cross, and I talked to Ryan Sharp of the Get Well Gamers Foundation, who we had on the show a few weeks ago.
Kind of already been, you know, they're still doing it a little bit.
Apparently they're already working on something very similar, and they're trying to get games out to various Red Cross people. Pretty much all over the country where this stuff is happening. So if you have games you want to donate, one thing you can do is contact us, and we're going to work on setting up something in the Phoenix area. This is all very fledgling, though. Like, we haven't even gone to talk to the Phoenix chapter.
Yeah, we're still brainstorming a lot.
But we're going to.
Yeah.
And so if you want to donate stuff, if you have games, Super Nintendos, Nintendo 64s, controllers, cables to hook it up to televisions, whatever, get a hold of me. And if you just go to chatterboxgameshow.com, you can email me or Nate right from the front page. And we'll talk to you more about that. I know that Best Buy has already provided televisions and stuff for various areas. I think there's something going on in El Paso. So anyway, we're trying to do our part and you know, give the families a little bit of relief and give the kids something to do so the parents can go be parents for a little while at least. And so that's what we're planning. And we're going to work on that a lot more this week and maybe get out there, bring some people out there to staff an area. If it's not already happening, wouldn't it be nice?
I think that's a really, really cool idea, because every time I turn on the television, I think that I'm watching one of those, you know, Christian commercials, like, you know, 80 cents a day will save a child's life, because the kids are sitting around with flies on their face and stuff, and then all of a sudden, it's like New Orleans or Texas. It's like, oh my gosh, this really is happening right here. So I think that's a really great idea.
Yeah. It's, you know, only the worst natural disaster ever to hit our country. So
pretty much.
Yeah.
Not really surprising, though, because they've been talking about it for, like, every year. Oh, it's going to hit.
This
and
is
then,
the year New Orleans is going to break. So, you were in New Orleans, Julie.
Yeah, my Real World actually filmed in New Orleans, so I lived there. And it's funny, because I lived on St. Charles Avenue, which is basically, you know, you're in the French Quarter, you just go straight down, and it's the first, it's the main drag, you know, coming out of the quarter. And my house, apparently, is just completely flooded, which is so weird, because... I mean, granted, New Orleans is a dirty place, and it needed to be cleaned out, but this is getting kind
of
crazy.
An act of God to clean up that city.
Yeah. Well, anyway, enough with that, I guess. We don't want to bring people down.
Yeah.
But that's what we're doing. So definitely contact us through email. And if you want to get a hold of the Get Well Gamers Foundation, they're always seeking donations of games, and they will spread them all across the country where they need to be. So you can contact me, and I will put you in contact with the founder of that organization. We talked about them in the past. Normally, they do what Penny Arcade and Child's Play did, and they get games out to kids in hospitals who could use them. And now, of course, they were contacted by Red Cross, or they contacted Red Cross, whatever, and are donating, willing to donate pretty much everything they have towards this effort.
Yeah.
Which hopefully will only be temporary, but anyway. What's your problem, Nate?
I keep saying yeah.
Yeah.
I say that like every...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say awesome.
I'd like to tell the story why I can't say awesome anymore, but...
We won't. Listen, we've only got a minute left before we have to go. So that was our deal. We wanted to talk about that, get the word out, and get people to contact us if they have things to donate. So please do so. If you want to talk to us on the air, we're going to be back in a minute after commercials. You can call us at 866-536-1100 or local to Phoenix. We're at 602-277-KFNX. We'll talk about stuff slightly less depressing as soon as we're back.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technologies graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
Welcome back, folks. This is Chatterbox.
Chatterbox Video Game Radio. I'm Alon.
I'm Nate.
And we have Julie as well.
Hello.
Great. Now, Julie, you were not with us at the Penny Arcade Expo last week.
No, I was not. How did it go?
You missed out on a good time.
It went great.
It was sort of ridiculous how things went our way.
Yeah.
Considering how little we planned it.
What did I say on the break? I wasn't going to say yeah anymore. First thing out of my mouth.
So
now, I did hear a rumor that you did a pretty amazing interview.
Yeah, I did. And I guess maybe I should talk about that a bit. So here's the story, and I'm going to try and make it not too long because it could get boring. We spend like 20 hours driving up after we visited you in San Diego. We head up the coast. And on the West Coast Super Trip with a bunch of people meeting them in various
cities. And by the
way,
they were very good house guests. They were very well behaved, and we had a great time. But go on.
It was fun.
Yeah. So behaved that we didn't even mention there weren't any sheets.
Yeah.
Hey, I told you. You guys are crazy. I just figured that guys must just be used to that or something.
I don't have sheets, personally, so I didn't have any problem with it.
Ask, man. All you had to do was ask.
Nate sleeps on a sleeping bag every day.
Two sleeping bags, I might add.
All right, so here's the story. We drive up. We collect new people at every, you know, large city stop on
any
the way.
Any stop, yeah.
And there were some nut jobs who created this thing, this Gamer Transit Authority
Grand
bus.
Grand Transit Authority.
It was Gamer.
Gamer Transit Authority?
Yes.
All right.
Gamer Transit Authority bus. And they're sort of taking cues from GTA, right, with the acronym and everything. And so they have this bus for gamers to be going to places like this. And it was sort of neat. And so we get to the hotel at the very end, which is right by where PAX is going to take place. And the DVD crew filming for PAX wants to get this on tape. So that's cool. We all get in the bus, even if we weren't driving there in the bus, because we took our own car. And we empty out of it as if we all came on it. And now that's on the DVD. Great. So Nate and I thought this game show that we're going to do, which you may have heard last week, anyone who's listening, hopefully you listened to show 85, which is the Chatterbox Treasure Box. And so we thought to ourselves, we want to have this videotaped. And
so we were going around saying, hey, DVD guys, why don't you come by with a couple cameras?
It was totally Nate's idea. And so we talked to the DVD guys, and they said, we will definitely do it. Well, actually, they didn't say we'll definitely do it.
They said we could try.
And we nagged them enough until
a
they
lot.
Did. But I guess they liked us enough that they asked me to do the interview with Gabe and Tycho of Penny Arcade for the official PAX DVD. And that was sort of a big honor for me.
I'm so glad I got to miss it, or at least most of it, because I had to deal with all this apartment crap.
Yeah, that was exciting. But you did see it. You got there in time.
Yeah.
It was weird because we were on the second or third story, right? And it overlooks where all the people were about to flood into the expo. And so Gabe and Tycho could have gone. In fact, they had at some point, I guess, looked over the edge. And it's sort of like they're the Pope, you know, looking at everybody, waving their hands. Hi, everybody. Come on into our expo. And so it was a good time. I did the interview. And then, like I said, everything worked out for us. Like, we needed a place to do the game show. And we asked.
Immediately as we got off the bus, someone was saying behind us, like, yeah, I got a room all by myself. And, you know, I need some people to stay there. Like, hey, buddy.
Yeah. So we had a place to sleep, which we hadn't planned for.
Very cheap place to sleep.
Yeah. And then we asked Game Cloud, they had this booth in the exhibition hall.
There was Speakeasy.
In the convention. Yeah. Speakeasy was providing internet, and Game Cloud, I don't understand their
collaboration. They kind of worked together.
Two companies, Game Cloud and Speakeasy, working together to provide free internet at the expo, and they had a booth with a big plasma TV and everything. So
lovely IKEA furniture.
Yes, and IKEA furniture, and they let us set up our game show at their booth, which was a very prime location. So then we got other people to provide sound. That was the Gamer Transit Authority.
Yes.
So we had our sound, and we got everything to work out way better
than
we
ever anticipated. We, hit up all the vendors, and they were like, yeah, Nintendo guys, Alon talked to them. Yep. And he's like, yeah, can I get some stuff? He's like, oh, yeah. Gives them a huge big box of, like, flashlights.
Yeah. So anyway, we had a bunch of stuff to give away. And like I said, if you listen to Show 85, you'll hear it. It all went really well.
Well, not great, because we had two mics. I was going to talk a little bit more. And then at the last minute, Alon's mic kept going in and out, so I got to lose mine.
Yeah, if you listen to that show, you'll see that it's basically all me, which is not.
I think I got to say like two things maybe.
Yeah.
When I like were able to wrangle you over to where I was.
So anyway, that was our experience at PAX. It was a lot of fun for both of us. We got to talk to Gabe and Tycho a bit, and we're actually putting in the works, getting them on the show and doing an interview with them in a few weeks. So that'll be exciting. And I'm sorry you had to miss it, Julie.
I know. I'm so sad.
It was
but you're going to have the interview in a couple weeks, you said?
Potentially. We have not finalized it, but I've gotten the initial green light. Like, yeah, we just need to make sure that everything's cool, and then we'll set it up. So right now, potentially September 25th, I just don't want to put it in stone, because then we'll just be disappointed if it doesn't happen.
It would be Rob
Basically,
Smith all over again.
You're telling our viewers that they need to just listen every week, because very soon we're going to have this very kick-a interview.
Exactly.
That's right.
We'll have it definitely on the website. When it's all finalized, I'll have it up there. Anyway, right now we've got a few minutes before break, and we've got somebody calling
John,
in. John from Vegas, I believe. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Andrew, what are you doing to me, buddy? Nobody's calling in. It's all a big sham. All right, well, John, call back, and we'll give you a listen, see what you have to talk about. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about from the news, right? So we don't have to babble on about PAX and Katrina and other stuff. Nate has a bunch of things. He's
tons of stuff that apparently I shouldn't talk about.
So let's jump into news mode.
Well, so like 2 weeks ago, Chinese government released a plan that would limit online gaming time to like 3 consecutive hours. To do this, they would be cutting the in-game character's ability in half after 3 hours and to the lowest possible levels after 5 hours. Now here's the great part. After 5 hours, a window will pop up every 15 minutes saying, and I quote, "You have entered a unhealthy game time. Please go offline immediately to rest. If you do not,
what?
Your
wait,
health
wait, wait,
will
wait,
be
wait.
Damaged and benefits
wait,
you
wait,
can
wait.
Get wait. Will be cut to zero." Now, I kind of understand how are they going to implement this, but Julie, go ahead.
Is this in response to the guy that played for 15 hours straight and died in China or whatever?
There's a lot of Asian people that seem to play for like 70 hours and then just drop dead.
Just this one.
So now the rest of us have to suffer.
That's
by
right.
Being a little pop up every 15 minutes.
Well, us, in the
not us, just mainly people
country.
That live in China.
Oh, but, I see. Well, still, I feel sad for them.
The curious part is this. I'm reading this from Slashdots. Someone posted a comment that says it was from the TFA, I guess some organization involved with this. Says that the new system developed under the guidance of GAPP, which has got to be some government thing, General Administration of Press and Publication. It stops individuals from playing online games for more than 3 hours by cutting the abilities of game characters. This is what Nate said.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is how they could possibly do that unless the game is developed with this in mind, right? World of Warcraft, China can't just make your game suddenly work different.
Well, they're working with overseas developers now to get games already built in. To have stuff like this. Yeah.
I mean, I guess they could say, your game's not going to work in this country. You're not going to have access, or our citizens won't have access to your servers unless you set your game up to accept these policies. That's
it's
the only reasonable
a little weird. Solution. What's really weird, they want this to go into effect in October, which isn't going to happen.
Yeah, I wish the government could work that fast over
happen.
Here.
Yeah.
It's a very strange idea, but, I mean, at least they are looking out for people, whether or not they're misguided.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, this is ridiculous. This is a retarded idea. I hate this idea.
Communist countries are always looking out for the little guy.
So. You don't like this, Julie?
No, this is ridiculous. This is the equivalent of, this is like, you cannot babysit people to this extent. It's ridiculous. Plus, the expense that it's going to take to create games that can work in this way. It's all just going to trickle down. Games are going to be more expensive. It's ridiculous.
Well, the irony here is that, you know, China and other, you know, highly populated communist countries usually aren't the ones looking out for the health of
not really the
people
That's
in their
true.
Country.
It is ironic.
You know, they don't really have many rules to stop people from killing their firstborn daughters.
Yeah.
You know, to keep
it's
the
like,
sons
go ahead,
instead.
Kill your daughter, but just make sure you're not playing games for more than 2 hours.
We don't want them to be unhealthy.
Yeah. We don't want them to get hurt.
Well, funny enough, they did start a petition. When I checked, it was 1,000 and growing. But they weren't using their real names. They're using their characters' online persona. So, which probably isn't the best way to show that you're not addicted to a game.
But
I mean, I don't run around saying, yeah, I'm sharp, you know.
But I guess it's better than giving your real name and having some police officers at your door.
Yeah, that's one thing. I was like, you know, maybe they have secret police that, oh, you know.
Dude, they're not secret in China. They'll come to your door and kick your ass if you say anything bad.
I think they'll do more than kick your ass. Yeah. I think you just don't exist.
You just turn up missing, and that's it.
Exactly.
No paperwork that you ever did exist.
They've got so many people, they don't recognize that,
oh,
that you're gone.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love China. They produce a lot of things that I need, even though, you know,
they
I
make my sneakers.
I wish people weren't so poor. But then again, if they weren't poor, I guess we wouldn't be rich here in the U.S. It's kind of a greedy point of view.
Yeah.
That's sort of how the world works.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of the
and
Walmart
by a little
society.
Bit, I mean a lot.
Yeah, the Walmart society. All right.
Ridiculous. They might as well just put corks on all their forks so they don't poke themselves in the eye.
Dude, they use chopsticks.
Yeah. I've ever heard of. Yeah, I'm fans of all the chopsticks.
All right. It looks like we have our caller back, but we're about to go to break, so we're not going to go to him until after we come back because I don't want to truncate his voice. So we'll be back in a minute. But before that, there's a couple of news bits we can squeeze in.
Really, I just thought Gumby versus the Astrobots ships for the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
I just thought, because Gumby, he's 50 years old, but he's still kicking. He's,
well, I remember watching him as a kid.
Oh, I watched him as a kid, too.
The blockheads.
Yeah, actually, I kind of got freaked out by his voice and
Are
his little
Pokey
horse friend.
The horse? How about Pokey?
Oh, he's definitely going to be in there.
Yeah.
And the blockheads. Oh, we got to go. We'll be back in a minute after these messages, everybody.
Else are you going to find a Master of Science program in technology that creates thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology? Where else are you going to discover a graduate degree in technology that is customized to meet your objectives? Where else in the Valley, on campus or online, can you study at the only private university that gives you the opportunity to focus in specialized areas like network security, artificial life programming, and game studies, as well as technology management? Where else? Where else but the University of Advancing Technology? UAT's graduate technology program is accelerated. It combines business with technology. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in high-tech fields. Feed your brain, lead, manage. You won't find this innovative environment anywhere else. UAT, the select private university where you'll be fully immersed in technology. The experience is unrivaled. Click uat.edu. That's UAT.edu.
Hey, everybody. We're back on the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. I'm Alon. We've got Nate.
Hello.
And Julie, of course, online. And I want to remind everybody that if they're interested in getting into the video game industry through development, you can go to UAT.edu to learn all about the University of Advancing Technologies programs.
I got art, programming.
The whole shabam.
Everything.
So you get to go there if you want to get in the industry. We did it. And now we're here. Look at us. In the media.
We're famous.
Exactly. Pseudo. Well, not at all, really. We've got Julie. She's famous.
She's famous.
I'm so famous, you don't even know.
Yeah. You know, we walked down your street with you, and there had to be at least 50 people asking for your autograph.
That bus stopped. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah. Hey, we're staying at Julie's.
You know, they're giving me free cars, and I'm getting all these sponsorships from Adidas. Yeah, that's how I roll.
Yeah. You do have a free car, though.
Yeah, that's something.
We were all impressed. We're like, whoa, that was free.
That's true. I forgot. I was trying to be funny. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
I was trying to be funny. Oh, well.
All right. So in an effort not to screw our callers, I'm going to put them right on the line and hear what they have to say. Now, we've got John from Vegas. He did call back.
Hello.
Hey there, John.
Hey, John.
Like, well, before I start, I would like to ask about, you know, how are people dying in China if they have these super effective clinics to rid people of their MMO addiction?
They're trying real hard.
You know, I was searching Slashdot for China-related articles, and I found one from, like, October 2004 talking about how China is going to invest heavily in healthy games. So really, I mean, they're putting a lot of these efforts forward.
Oh, I know.
To make their people healthy. I guess perhaps they should try to clean up their country a little bit first, but... You know, I've never been there.
You gotta take baby steps.
Baby steps, I guess. All right, so John, what were you calling in about?
I was the one that emailed you about the fact that Konami is suing Roxor Games over patent laws that they are, well, they aren't supposedly, they actually are violating by making the arcade version of In the Groove.
Familiar with this game, sort of.
It's like DDR, but better.
Yeah. All right, let me explain this to Nate, because he's given me the googly eyes.
Yeah, I'm not the console.
All right, so there's a game called Dance Dance Revolution. I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
All right.
I believe you guys tried to make me play it.
Yeah, it's fancy, it's cool, it's got lights. And then this company came along, I guess called Roxor, and which is hilarious, by the way. And they took out everything software-related from that machine. They kept all the hardware, the dance pad and everything. And they shoved in their game, and now... John is calling to tell us that apparently Konami is suing them over this process. Am I right? Am I getting anything confused?
Yes, this was reported on DDR Freak like about a month ago, and shame on you
for missing it. You know, there's only so many sites that I can review for news.
Was this the one we were talking about where like the only major difference was that it went like down instead of up?
No, not even that.
No, it's a totally different set of songs and different graphics. It's just new software that uses the hardware of the machine so that they don't have to build, you know, and ship these large machines.
And they license all their songs, but they still replace the computer inside of, you know, when they actually have a home version now, they have In the Groove Volume 2 for the PlayStation 2 coming out. And, you know, just now Konami has sued this company that's been, you know, using their machines for like 3 years now.
Yeah, and here's what I don't understand. Now, we've pointed out several times that none of us here at Chatterbox are lawyers, but I don't understand how using the hardware of a machine is... breaking copyrights. What
if it's too similar?
It's breaking the patent, I believe.
But they're not. They're not claiming it's theirs, and they're not selling it. This is what I don't understand, and I wish I could read over the.
Well, have they patented the actual, you know, let me
explain
box, machine, whatever?
Well, I'm sure they patented the platform and all that.
Well, then how can Roxor use it?
Well, because they didn't create it. They didn't claim it was theirs. They simply provided new software for something that already existed. So, like, if you patent your computer, your motherboard, your graphics card, or whatever, and then I don't know, change the software on the chip, it's like my Xbox, right? If I go and you put Linux on it, right? I'm using that hardware, mm-hmm. which has all sorts of patents associated with it. I put new software on it to do different things. Not against the law.
Oh,
I get
yeah.
to do whatever I want with my own hardware.
Okay, and I personally think the whole thing is bogus simply on the fact that one, they waited so long, and two, they, you know, Konami doesn't really care about the arcades anymore, as we've seen with the, you know, fact that there hasn't been an arcade release in, what, 3 years now?
Well, wait a second. I think Konami cares more about the arcade than any other company on the planet.
Well, with DDR.
Well, yeah, but they've got their entire Bimani line, which
right,
is all arcade-based.
But to sue a company that's only now in competition with them... And that's where a lot of the people on the DDR Freak forums, and I think it really comes from, is now that they have the competition on the console, where they, you know, make their money off of this particular game now.
Yeah. Well, have they sued Red Octane as well? Because aren't they the ones, don't they have the publishing rights to In the Groove?
Red Octane is the licensor. Roxor Games is the, oh no, wait, Red Octane is the publisher, you're right, and Roxor just makes the game, I guess.
Yeah. Not a difficult game to produce, in my opinion.
No, it's actually, from what I understand, it's actually just Stepmania with a slight overhaul.
With a skin?
Yeah.
See, there, I think, should be a lawsuit. The guy who made Stepmania.
But the guy who made Stepmania doesn't really care.
Really?
Well, I mean, the game was made to simulate other dancing games.
Yeah.
You know, you can simulate, from what I understand, Pump It Up if you have the right plugin.
Yeah, and other Bimani games
Dance
as well.
Dance Maniacs.
So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Like I said, I'm not a lawyer, but certainly, like, they could have a copyright on the appearance of the game and how it all works, and depending on how deep their patents and copyrights and trademarks all go, maybe reproducing a game that's so similar. The fact that Stepmania didn't get an injunction against it is surprising to me.
Didn't they... well, and that's the other thing, is there's so many other arcade groups that have been completely ripping off the DDR brand. You know, 9/10 of the machines in this country are actually bootlegs of the original game. There's things like Extreme Plus and DDR King, or a PlayStation 2 in a DDR machine running Extreme US. I mean, there are tons of groups that that Konami should be going after first, though they're probably harder targets and they're very shadowy, apparently.
Yeah, I got to tell you, by the way, a PlayStation 2 running inside of an arcade machine would not be as effective as a real arcade machine, so I would not be cool with that. I've wanted to do that myself for my home.
Well, there are machines. I can, like, go down, like, a couple miles from my house, and there is a machine that is running Extreme for the DDR Extreme for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the best thing to do is, like, you know, play three songs, or play two songs, and then play non-stop course, because it doesn't stop you from doing that.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know how they would... How do they rig that with quarters?
Well, it's just a video. In the machine, there's just a video output and a sound output going from the computer.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing to trigger the lights. But
point is, when I was saying it's not as effective, the hardware actually is built differently in the arcade than it is on a dance pad at home. Each button in the arcade has four separate buttons, and so it's hard to act as quickly.
Well, they actually made new pads for it. They're actually really cruddy pads. This is for the PS2 version, not in the Groove.
Yeah.
And they actually made their own pads that are really flimsy and really bad.
This is in Vegas?
This is in many parts of the country. There are threads on it on DDR Freak that you can find.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, they're pretty prevalent. And there are probably about five major knockoffs of DDR out there.
I left the DDR community behind, apparently. I didn't mean to, but...
It's okay. In the Groove's better.
Yeah, you know, I actually have never played In the Groove. I've only seen it twice. I'm aware of it, and I know it's for PlayStation 2 and all that, but I haven't played it before, which is kind of embarrassing, I gotta say, as a DDR freak myself. Alright, well, anyway, thank you, John, for making me aware of this. Is there anything else that you wanted to discuss about it? I mean, obviously, you're against the whole idea of the lawsuit, and my... idea is that they're probably just trying to slow down the production of it and all that, or try to squeeze some money out of it, but I'm sure it'll get dropped.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
All right.
We've got another caller who wanted to discuss the China issue a little bit. We have that set up, Andrew? All right. I've got another call. I don't even remember his name.
Nick.
Nick. Yes.
There he is. What can we do for you, Nick?
I wanted to point out a game that China is endorsing, Anti-Japan Online.
What?
Yes.
Is that the name of it?
I'm not quite sure. GamePolitics.com has that name, in quote, Anti-Japan War Online, in quotes, as though it's the name. That's what it looks like, and that's what they've got scrolling on a news ticker.
When I heard that you were calling in about this, I searched for it again because I knew that I had seen an article regarding this stuff, but I couldn't find it.
What is the game supposed to be about?
Obviously, it's anti-Japan.
It's set in World War II during the Japanese occupation of, like, the rest of Asia. And
right.
It's an MMO game where you play as the Chinese, and only the Chinese, you can't play as the Japanese, resisting the Japanese army. And the developer of this game is working with the China Communist Youth League to develop it, and it is supposed to inspire a, quote, patriotic feeling.
For all the Chinese people?
Yes, and the guy
That's
who wrote this
beautiful.
Article said that China making this game is similar to, like, the U.S. collaborating with the Young Republicans to make an Iraq war game, and I posted a comment on that saying that we already have three of those.
Well, let's do it. It sounds like a great idea to me.
Yeah, I'm looking at this article on Game Politics now. Anti-Japan War Online. It is definitely what they have in quotes. It'll be released by year's end, they claim. The game's based on the Japanese invasion of China during World War II, which lasted several years. Players will be able to simulate important battles, but will only be able to play as the Chinese side. There won't be any player versus player killing allowed. So I guess it's only going to be...
Well, China's very anti-player versus player.
Wait, a war game with no killing?
No, PvP.
So yeah, no PvP.
Probably no friendly fire is what they mean. At least, do you think I'm right here, Nick?
Yeah.
Combat between Japanese and Chinese soldiers will be shown in a miniature in order to reduce the violence level. All right.
So, well, what console? Or is this a PC?
I'm sure it's just PC.
PC. Yeah.
PC. I was going to say, if this is on Sony, that would be hilarious.
No.
That would be really funny.
No, it's an MMO, so a bunch of people will be able to jump in. You know,
but
like Battlefield.
For an MMO? It's just, I don't really see it.
It's a very strange idea, but you know what? There's tons of strange ideas coming out of China, especially when it comes to video game and their politics.
As we've seen today.
Yeah, I
gotta protect the small people.
So everybody should take a look at this. Yeah, it is sort of interesting, and you know, another bulletin on the China gaming politics issues. All right, we'll be back with a few more things to talk about right after these messages. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technology's graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
We're back with Chatterbox Video Game Radio, as we do pretty much every 15 minutes or so. I want to remind everybody once again about UAT.edu. If you want to get in the industry, check it out. University of Advancing Technology is one of the ways you can do it. Now, we were just talking to Nick about some game politics stuff with China and then making an anti-Japan game. And so I went to gamepolitics.com, which is where the story was listed. And at the top of the site, it has an Amazon ad to buy a book. This book is by
Good friend, Jack Thompson.
Yeah, we've had him on the show so many times.
He keeps calling in. We don't
Jack
know
Thompson.
Why.
You remember him, right,
Jack.
Julie? Yeah, so he's not going to come on today, I don't think. I don't think he planned on calling us.
Nah. Well, he talked to us earlier over brunch.
Yeah.
And said he wasn't going to call in.
Over at the Waffle House. So the book, though, that's advertised is Out of Harm's Way. This is the book that he's currently in the process of making. And I think I'd heard of it before. But here's the funny part. So I clicked on the link, which took me to Amazon. And if you've ever clicked on something for Amazon, usually you'll see that it comes up with a list of other things you might be interested in. And one of them is a book called Trust, the Handbook, Corporate Warriors, Out of Harm's Way. These things sort of make sense. One is Stop Teaching Our Kids to Kill. Strangely, there's something called Platinum Underground by Vanilla Ice. Kind of strange.
Kind of goes together with Jack.
Here's the kicker, though. Advanced Sex by Randy Fox. Not exactly the book I expected
really
to be
associated
to, yeah, with the Jack Thompson book. So if anybody wants Advanced Sex, just look for Jack Thompson on Amazon, and you'll apparently be able to find it.
That's pretty random.
Yeah, well, I thought it was really funny. Certainly a little bit ironic, which is sort of what we like to do here.
Yeah, I think we should try and get Jack to call in next week. I think we should really try and get him to, you know, yeah, because I think last week he had some really interesting things to say, and I think maybe next week our callers could look forward to a little call in by Jack if we could hook that up.
We can certainly try.
Yeah, we'll talk to him.
I've heard that he's doing karaoke now.
Really?
And so maybe we'll get him to sing a song for us.
For any of you that didn't hear last week's call-in by Jack Thompson, you really need to go to our website, chatterboxgameshow.com, and check that out, because that's pretty good. Good call-in, I'd say.
Yeah, it was the last live show we had. So last week was recorded at PAX. It was the week before that.
Show 84
had a good call-in from him, which, yeah. We had a little portion of that on last week's show anyway.
Yeah, we kind of did that.
During the game show.
We'll try and get him to call in again next week, so you guys stay tuned.
Exactly. All right, so there's a few other things. We only have so much time left. But I wanted to talk about this. There's several weeks ago, I had complained about more stuff that Nintendo's doing, which pissed me off. And they seem to be doing a lot of it lately, which is out of the ordinary, looking at Nintendo history anyway. If you'll recall, they had previously decided that Metroid Prime Hunters, the...
didn't need to be multiplayer, because, you know, no one was going to play it after, like, about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was the game that came with the Nintendo DS in demo form, right? And people have been waiting for it ever since. And they said, like Nate pointed out, didn't need to be online. They decided that, for whatever reason, you know, we could have made this game online, they said, but Nintendo's vision of online play is different from that of other companies. So they're...
Oh, it's Nintendo. They don't believe in online play.
Well, they do now, and that's
the GameCube is a freaking joke that there's even a jack on it.
But it's
freaking hilarious.
But now we're talking about Nintendo DS, which has Wi-Fi built right in. And so they... The problem is that they're slow about creating it. And they had said before making this announcement about Metroid Prime, they had said that Mario Kart and Animal Crossing both were going to come out in 2005, which now is not true, and both would be totally online. So you could sit at your router or near your router at home and play with someone across the country or the world. And so with these two games in mind, they said Metroid Prime Hunters, a first-person shooter, is not going to be online, and it sort of pissed people off.
A little bit.
And so I guess they listened to people, and they decided they are going to make it online now. They're pushing back both Animal Crossing and Mario Kart, and also pushing back Metroid Prime Hunters, and have announced it's going to be online. Now, that would be good, and is, in fact, good for the gamer. I'm happy about it, as I'm sure we all are. What I don't like is the fact that they made this big stink about, you know what? No, it doesn't need to be online. You're going to like it anyway. That's not the kind of thing we're into. We're different from other companies. And now they changed their mind, and they're not saying, hey, you know what? We were wrong.
Well, we were talking about this earlier, and I am not really shocked, because companies don't apologize unless I think someone has died or many people are suing them. You know, they really don't like to take responsibility for anything that they really kind of mess up on.
But so let me get this straight, Alon. Let me get this straight. So you're upset that they didn't say, I'm sorry. You're getting your way, but they didn't say, I'm sorry. And that's
he wants his cake, and he wants to eat it.
Yeah. Well, come on. No, it all just feeds back into the pomposity of these companies. Is that a word? I hope it is.
I'll look it up.
Because it's just that Nintendo keeps doing this crap. What was I complaining about them before? At E3, were you at the E3 press conference,
yeah.
Julie?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you remember, like, they opened up with 15 minutes of, hey, we're better than everybody else. We've sold 2 billion games. We don't care that Sony's PSP doesn't have a lot of games yet, or, you know, wasn't able to release until 6 months after us. That's not our fault. And they went on like they're just these big-headed fools, making themselves out to be the only people who have anything going for them. And then they make all these dumb moves. And it's just their character has been degraded, in my opinion, several times over because of these bad decisions they continue to make. That's why I'm upset. And then they finally decided, okay, that was a bad decision, but why'd they have to go on record and say something stupid?
I feel like, I don't know that it's, I don't know if you can say that all these bad decisions that Nintendo has been making, I think that's a pretty grandiose statement, but I think that the fact that they have gone, they're changing it, they're making the game, yes, it sucks that Animal Crossing and then Mario Kart are going to be pushed back, but, you know, they're fixing the problem.
They're rectifying, you know, what you found wrong.
I don't need a card in the mail. Okay, I'm okay.
I don't like the way that they've been spinning things.
You know, I really don't think you'd be happy unless the president of Nintendo came by your house and said, you know, Alon, I'm really sorry. I really messed up. You know.
He has a signed copy of the original Mario Kart.
At very least, I expect a batch of cookies at the house. I don't know why this is so crazy. If you go and make a statement, right, it's what they're doing is spin. Do you watch the No Spin Zone on Fox? Are you a big fan of Bill O'Reilly's?
Oh, Bill O'Reilly. Like this. I'm crossing my fingers right now.
Yeah, close friends, tight. I guess. People spin crap all the time, and they lie. And the thing is that gamers typically have sort of been protected from this stupidity. We haven't been lied to in huge, huge ways. Except perhaps by places like Infinium Labs, which is another thing I wanted to talk about, because they're back in the news. And, like, Nintendo, they were the wholesome company. They were the ones who were making the right decisions of going for doing stuff for gamers, you know, not just letting their system be overrun by a bunch of crap games that are on every system, right? They had some uniqueness.
Yes.
And now they're turning into this corporate face that they weren't before. They created good games, wholesome entertainment, something that allowed me to be happy in different ways.
I don't agree. I just don't agree because I think that they, first of all, it is a huge corporation. It's always been a huge corporate.
Yeah, it's not a mom and pop. You know.
No, I mean, we're not talking. Yeah.
They had a bag over their ugly head, all right? And now they took the bag off.
Well, I just feel like they still, the things you're talking about, you know, the wholesome gaming, there's a lot of integrity still in Nintendo. Nintendo will always stand apart from some of the other gaming companies. I don't know. I'm a Nintendo fan a little bit more. And so, yeah, maybe they made a mistake. They rectified it. I don't need them to come out and publicly say we were dumbasses. I'm cool.
Yeah, no company will ever do that.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, fine. Fine. Game over. I have 20 more seconds. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Last week, we gave away a bunch of stuff, care of several companies that were nice to us. That's what we were able to give away at PAX. I wanted to thank EA Games for the software they provided. They provided more software to this show for prizes and contestants than any other company has. The Behemoth provided software.
Figurines.
And figurines. Yep, we had stuff from Razer. We had stuff from Logitech. We had stuff from Gamer Graphics. I appreciate the help all of those companies and all the ones I forgot to mention.
You've been listening to Chatterbox.
We're going
to
go.
Bye-bye.
Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.